I marvel at the chosen people who took the word of God and waited for the promises. They knew that sometime, somewhere, somehow, God is always faithful, that he will fulfill what he pledges. And so for the chosen people, every once in a while they would have to be reminded. Because after all, it did take hundreds of years before God helped fulfill all of their requests and their promises. So it's something that we kind of say sometimes, well, wow, how did they do that? It was a big job for the prophets. Because the people would be all excited about it for a period of time. They would be very faithful to the law. They would be living the code as the Lord has handed it on to them. But then after a while, they would get, oh, nothing's happening. It's like the early Christian communities, you know, when they thought sure that the second coming of Christ would be like in a few weeks or a few months at most. And when it didn't happen, it becomes very easy to say, huh, I don't know if that was just a story he told or if it's, what are we supposed to do? How long do we have to wait? But through it all, somehow, people keep alive this sense of hope that one day, somehow, some way, God is true to his word and all the promises that he makes will be fulfilled. The problem with us is probably pretty much like it was with the chosen people. You know, we're not very patient with that stuff. We're not very patient with anything anymore. Just sit at a red light for a split second and wait for the horns to blow. We're just not patient with anything. We think when we ask for something, it should happen right now and exactly the way we want it. So we don't really quite understand sometimes, or choose not to understand, that there is such a thing as, you know, if you really hope and trust that something good is going to happen, it's not going to happen in an instant. The chosen people found that out. They waited hundreds of years before the Messiah finally came. But he was promised a long time before. And that's the way it is pretty much with us. You know, we get into this thing at, well, we decide that an important part of our Christian lives now is that we wait in prayer and patience with hope and the trust that our God will hear us. But if we ask him once and he doesn't do it right now in exactly the same way we wanted it, we kind of lose interest. It's like we turn to something else. It's time to look somewhere else. Can't depend on God. Let's figure this out ourselves or skip the whole idea altogether. And that's kind of the way we act. But, you know, hope is something that we really can't live without. Can you imagine, say, like in some of the very poor areas of our country or of our world, where people don't know from day to day what they're going to eat, where they're going to stay, will they be able to rest? They simply do not know. Their entire lives are looking for the next meal because that's survival for them. But somehow or another, they manage to keep alive this hope that someday something is going to be better. I know we all hope for that hope to be fulfilled quickly, but we know at the same time it's not always fulfilled. So anyway, when it doesn't happen quickly and we decide to look elsewhere, we begin to look to places that really are false promises, where, you know, they promise that if you have this or you have that, then you're going to be perfectly happy for the rest of your life. You will be provided for, everything's going to be wonderful. And so things like power, they promise that. Empires are built on that. As a matter of fact, some of the great empires in the centuries of our world were built on those promises that they could make life much better for all the people, for all the citizens. the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, sometimes some of the European empires, they promised things to the people that they felt they could fulfill that would make life better for everybody. And a lot of the things they did were really very, very good for civilization. But in the long run, they couldn't fulfill all of the needs, all of the promises, all of the hopes that people need. And so we kind of say, well, where do we go with this? What are we supposed to do with this hope? Now, I can hope that, say, if a friend of mine is sick, I can hope and pray that that person will be well soon. And I keep asking for that. Does it mean it's going to happen exactly the way I want it to happen? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't lose hope. You can't lose hope that God hears you, that he's faithful to the promises that he makes. You know, and the interesting thing is, in our lives, we will never be fully satisfied or fulfilled with anything but our final union with God. That's just kind of a fact. God made us in his image and likeness. And he made us for himself, that we will enjoy the creation that he's put out there for us, that we will make the world better for his people as well as we can to the best of our abilities. But ultimately, none of the things, riches, power, whatever it is, pleasure, none of those things can fulfill us. So our hope has to be in our God, that he will be true to what he promised, because he made us to be united with him for all eternity. We're very special people. We're a very special creation. God made us to be united with him for all eternity. So even though we have no idea when that's going to be for us, we keep alive that hope, that he is the one, only God is able to fulfill that promise that you will be peaceful, joyful, at rest for all eternity. Nobody else can promise that to you. They promise they can take care of your work situation, that you will have money to pay your bills. And we can make all kinds of promises like that. But ultimately, it is our God, only our God, that can fulfill our ultimate hopes. So we come to the season of Advent and we say, well, why are we talking about this today? Because Advent is a season for us to kind of look once again at who we are. To look again at, we know that Christ was born 2,000 years ago. We know that he has already been in this world, that we are part of him, that our church is his living presence in this world. So we know all of this happened, but it's kind of like we're waiting for that day, but, you know, it seems like it's so far away that we kind of drift, and we kind of forget what we really should be focusing on. So the time of Advent is like a call to us, a time to come back and say, okay, let's really put things in their proper alignment. I know, I believe, honestly and firmly, that I came from God, that he created me, and that my ultimate joy, my ultimate everything, happiness, is going to be with God for all eternity. He made us for that, to be with him. So our lifetime here is a preparation for that. It should be a joyful preparation, but as I say, we get involved with so many other things that we kind of forget where we really are supposed to place our hope and our trust. It's very easy for us to get distracted from that. Everything is calling us away from that. Everything is calling us to absorb our time and our energy and our passion and all of these things distinct or away from our God. So what Advent is trying to do for all of us, and if we celebrate it really as we ought, it's a time of preparation, a time of refreshment, It's supposed to be a time when we refocus on what really is the most important. What is the ultimate hope that I have in my heart? And ultimately, it will be probably for something like perfect happiness, perfect peace, togetherness with the family, with close friends, something of that nature. But only God can give that to us. So it's time to put him back where he belongs in our lives, as the most important. He's the object of my search. He's the object of my hope. He's the goal I seek. I want to be with him to enjoy that eternity that he has prepared me for and has prepared for all of us. So during this season of Advent, don't waste it. Make sure you spend a little bit of time each day. Kind of refocus. Where do you put your trust? Ultimately, for the things that are really, really important to you, where do you put your trust? Do you ever think about turning to God and saying, Lord, I know you can handle this? I'm not talking just about trivial things. I'm talking about the real meaning, the real purpose, the real goals of our life. Where do we ultimately want to be when we pass from this life and they put us into the ground? Where do we want to be? And I'm sure if we take the time to look at it, we all know we want to be with our God. So use the season of Advent wisely. Listen to the readings, and there's a little booklet I noticed at the entrances. There's a little meditations for every day during the season of Advent. And they can be very, very helpful for us to just kind of help us to refocus our direction, refocus our energies, and to renew our hopes that our God does not forget about us. We belong to him. He wants us to be with him for all eternity.